The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to five, and there's just no telling what I have on hand when it's time to read an episode. We have run out of, I just don't know sometimes. All right, so from Good Housekeeping. Forage a fall wreath. Sweet gum trees produce an overabundance of those spiky gumballs. Yeah, put them to good use. You can hot glue some of them to a grapevine wreath. You can tuck in some reindeer moss for a pop of color, and you're done. And that's way less balls you'll be stepping on, right? From Woman's World, help me ease Monday anxiety. For many of us, the start of the week is front-loaded with to-dos. Here are ways to tame feelings of overwhelm and set your week up for success. First, get curious. We all feel this stress. You've likely heard of the Sunday scaries, the dread we feel over the upcoming week. It turns out Monday is no slouch in the stress department either. New research shows the aptly dubbed Monday effect dials up tension in workers and retirees alike. It doesn't matter if you're currently employed, because this anxiety is a conditioned response stemming from years in the workforce, explains mental health expert Arlen Kunkick. The first step to taming this tension? Simply name your emotions. The awareness that comes from saying what you're feeling helps quell stress. Spark a positive mindset. What do you want this week to look like? It's a deceptively simple question that can help you shift your perspective, promises Kunzik. Start with what you can control. You have power over three things: your pace, or how quickly you move through the day, your attitude, and how you want to talk to yourself, she says. I think women often feel they need to just push through, that they need to earn their rest. But showing yourself compassion and taking breaks can lower stress levels by giving you agency and making you feel more in charge. Allay morning anxiety. Monday morning, take 5 minutes to listen to your body and notice what's going on in your thoughts, urges psychologist Kimberly Dwyer. Are you stressed because you have too much to do? Is it more of an ambiguous dread? Or if you're a retiree, are you missing friends who haven't left the workforce? Do you feel lonelier during the week? Getting curious about what the core issue might be helps you pinpoint one small step you can take. After all, action is the enemy of anxiety. And look ahead. Savor a relaxing reset. On Sunday, try to schedule a bit of time just for yourself, encourages Dwyer. Think of it like a sacred ritual. Anything from lighting a candle and relaxing to spending time in nature, she says. When anxiety is always pulling us to try to fix something in the future, I always think about the definition of mindfulness: directed attention to the present moment, without judgment. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel right now? This is key to alleviating anticipatory anxiety over the week ahead. Focus on two key goals. Research shows sprinkling your week with opportunities for two things, pleasure and mastery, works as well as antidepressants for moderate depression, says psychologist Jenny Tates. Find little activities you can do to boost your joy during the week, like getting coffee with a friend, she advises. As for mastery, focus on ways to foster a sense of accomplishment, like learning a new skill. Despite how it sounds, mastery doesn't mean perfection, notes Tates. It's a feeling of progress or achieving your personal best. Swap dread with coping ahead, urges Tates, who encourages finding small ways to make Monday, and by extension the rest of the week, a bit easier. That might mean doing something as simple as emptying your inbox Monday morning so it doesn't spill over into Tuesday. Small changes at the beginning of the week can set you up for success every day. From Woman's World, the fall scent that deepens sleep. Adding a quarter teaspoon of cinnamon to your evening snack could help you feel calm, relaxed, and ready to drift off in minutes. Indonesian researchers say cinnamon compounds block your body's production of the alertness hormone, noradrenaline, while increasing levels of the sleep hormone, melatonin. Try adding cinnamon to warm milk. Sprinkle it over buttered toast or stir it into vanilla yogurt, and then top with sliced bananas. Well, they all sound like very nice bedtime snacks. From Good Housekeeping, Great Fall Reads. Here are some Good Housekeeping book club picks, along with two picks in the trending genre of cli-fi. Cli-fi is described as climate change fiction. The warming climate is part of the plot. So, those will be the third and fourth one, but we start with this one, My Other Heart, by Emma Nanami Strenner, Strenner. Three lives collide in this touching novel about immigration, motherhood, and identity. On her way to Vietnam, Mimi loses her toddler at the airport. Years later, best friends Kit and Sabrina are coming of age one summer. Kit, half Japanese and adopted by a wealthy white family, travels to Tokyo to connect with her culture as Sabrina, daughter of a strict Chinese mother, begins to confront family secrets. Mimi's search for her child may upend all of their lives. And the next one, Workhorse, by Caroline Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. At a fashion magazine in the early 2000s, there are two types of girls, show horses who wield beauty and privilege effortlessly, and workhorses who struggle to claw their way up from the bottom. Chloe is a workhorse, obsessed with what she doesn't have and ruthlessly ambitious. She gets sucked into a world of ill-gotten luxury and dangerous decisions as she tries to make it big in New York City. And one of the cli-fi pieces about literary dystopia called The Morning Side by Taya Obrecht, O-B-R-E-H-T. Orange Prize winner Taya Obrecht, who also wrote The Tiger's Wife, returns with her trademark blend of Slavic folklore and magical realism. Sylvia lives in a crumbling apartment building in a half-flooded city destroyed by the climate crisis. Her mother is tight-lipped about their past, but when Sylvia becomes convinced that a woman in their building is a creature from folklore, her obsession lets in the ghosts of a troubled history. And the other one? This is a piece of historical fiction called The Antidote by Karen Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. In Nebraska, 1935, an apocalyptic dust storm blackens the skies, ravaging a small town and intertwining the fates of a prairie witch who stores people's secrets, a Polish wheat farmer and his basketball star niece, a sentient scarecrow, and a photographer with a peculiar camera. This American Dust Bowl epic reckons with settler colonialism and violence against the natural world, ultimately offering hope for a better future. From Woman's World, a podcast. Feel inspired with the Mel Robbins podcast. No one dishes out advice like Mel Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S. She combines science-backed strategies, expert insights, and practical tips to help listeners tackle life's challenges, from work and relationships to health and personal growth. With candid stories and actionable guidance, Robbins shows listeners how to break bad habits, build confidence, and become their best selves. New episodes drop weekly on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's the Mel Robbins Podcast. Says there's already over 300 episodes, so go shopping. From Woman's World, Soothe Stubborn Meno Bothers. Menopause happens to all of us, but that doesn't mean it's an easy transition. A recent survey published in the journal Menopause found that 87% of women ages 40 to 65 reported experiencing troublesome symptoms. The good news? Simple steps ease your most frustrating bothers naturally. For insomnia, Valerian. There's a reason this staple of herbal medicine is widely used throughout Europe to treat insomnia. It works. The proof? A study published in the journal Menopause found that menopausal women who supplemented with 1,000 milligrams of valerian daily got significantly better sleep in just 4 weeks. How? Valerian boosts brain levels of GABA, G-A-B-A, a neurotransmitter that promotes relaxation. For belly fat, Tai Chi. Weight gain around the middle section, the dreaded menopot, can be tough to combat. To trim your waist, try Tai Chi. Doing this series of slow, gentle movements a few times weekly can work as well as aerobic exercise to shrink belly fat in 12 weeks, according to one study. For hot flashes, soy. Adding edamame, aka soybeans, to your meals can help ward off pesky hot flashes. A study in Menopause found that women on a plant-based diet, including a half cup of soybeans a day, experienced up to 79% fewer hot flashes. And for vaginal dryness, hyaluronic acid. To reduce the dryness triggered by decreased estrogen, try a cream or insert made with hyaluronic acid. The natural substance boosts water retention. In fact, research shows hyaluronic acid may work as well as RX, which is prescription creams, for vaginal dryness. And one other interesting little tidbit, research in the UK found that menopausal women who talked through their experience with friends or a support group had fewer symptoms and a better quality of life overall. So talk to a friend. From Good Housekeeping, Face Savers. I've had patients come in and tell me, I did not have this wrinkle 3 weeks ago, dermatologist Amy Weschler says. I ask, what's going on in your life? We figure it out, and when the stress goes away, their skin heals. Try these methods to calm your skin and your senses fast and in the long run. First, coddle your complexion. Quell inflammation by using products for sensitive skin, Dr. Weschler advises. Look for calming ingredients like niacinamide and Centella asiatica, a.k.a. cica, and hydrating formulas, says Dr. Stevens, to help replenish a compromised skin barrier. Move your body. Exercise lowers cortisol and also boosts circulation, helping deliver oxygen and nutrients to the skin. It can be whatever you like the most, even dancing or walking, says Dr. Weschler. Prioritize rest. There's a reason it's called beauty sleep. During sleep, skin undergoes critical repair processes. Lack of sleep ups cortisol, slows cell turnover, and reduces circulation, leading to dullness, dehydration, and puffiness. Quiet your mind. Meditation has been shown to lower cortisol levels and promote parasympathetic nervous system activity, calming your body down from the inside out. Stress reduction translates to less inflammation and better skin barrier function. And mind your habits. A poor diet, smoking, and high alcohol consumption can worsen stress and skin. Avoid caffeine late in the day. Limit screens and stay hydrated. Consistent sleep, movement, and mindfulness make a big difference. Laundry. We've got a question here. Your clothes come out wrinkled. What do you do? Their solution, toss the creased items back in the dryer with a few ice cubes. Yes, ice cubes. And turn it to the highest setting for 10 minutes. As the cubes melt, they release steam that relaxes rumples, like a mini built-in iron. For even more wrinkle-fighting power, throw in a damp towel, which helps lift and separate clothes so steam can circulate. As a bonus, this is also a great way to refresh items that have been sitting folded in a drawer or suitcase. They'll come out looking neat, crisp, and ready to wear. And if your cat's litter box is stinky, replace your standard scoop with a soup ladle you no longer use. Slotted scoops are intended to remove solid waste, but they leave behind the real cause of odor, decomposing urine. Using the kitchen tool to scoop out all soiled litter prevents unpleasant smells from settling in. Since the ladle will remove more litter than a standard scoop, just top off the box with fresh litter when necessary. From Women's World, pro tips. Hands smell like garlic? Well, if you're a frequent cook, that is a problem. She has three solutions. Use oil. Before cutting, gently rub a little avocado or olive oil into your hands and fingers, especially around the nails. The oil creates a barrier that prevents garlic's smelly sulfur compounds from adhering to your skin. Or freeze it. Frozen cloves of garlic don't release as much odor-causing juice when you start cutting them. And then they're easier to peel, too, saving you time in the kitchen. And also, wash this way. Rub your hands on a stainless steel spoon or spatula while running under cold water for 30 seconds. Wash with soap and cold water. The sulfur compounds bind with molecules in stainless steel to nix the smell. Prescription, natural prescription for knee pain. If arthritis is making your knees stiff and sore, smoothing on hemp oil could spell relief. Researchers reporting in the journal Pain Management Nursing had people who suffered from osteoarthritis knee pain apply 10 drops of hemp oil to their knees twice daily for 8 weeks. The result? Subjects experienced reduction in pain and improvements in daily function that were on par with the effects of a pain-killing gel. Credit goes to hemp oil compounds called terpenes, which suppress pain-producing inflammation. And butterfly hugs send anxiety packing. Mimicking the motions of a butterfly may sound silly, but it can ease chronic anxiety within 3 weeks, say Indonesian scientists. They found anxiety levels dropped significantly in subjects who gave themselves butterfly hugs once a week. Experts say the technique minimizes negative thoughts and fosters self-acceptance. And it's easy. Cross your arms over your chest, touching your shoulders with your fingertips. Breathe slowly and move your elbows and hands outward and back like butterfly wings. Next, send yourself an affirming message like, I'm okay, and repeat the movements and messages until a sense of tranquility settles in. And another book recommendation, a London-set historical piece of fiction by Madeline Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. She's the best-selling author of The Last Bookshop in London. Her latest novel, The Secret Book Society, delivers another captivating historical tale about the power of books. In 1895 London, three women receive an invite to the reclusive Lady Duxbury's house. Soon it's revealed that the tea time is actually a book club. As rumors swirl about Lady Duxbury's past, the women in the club form a life-affirming sisterhood, uncover dangerous truths, and find courage in a world that prefers to keep them silent. And a fast fact, historical fiction is the third most popular book genre, tied with memoirs, for avid readers, according to an NPR study. Moving on to a couple of recipes for you. The Minty Apple Juleps cocktail. This seasonal twist on a Kentucky classic gets a zingy kick from a homemade ginger syrup. This makes four. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is an hour. We need a half cup sugar, a 1-inch piece of peeled ginger, 4 mint sprigs plus additional, ice cubes, 8 ounces of bourbon, 8 ounces of unfiltered apple juice or apple cider, 2 ounces of lemon juice, and apple slices, optional for garnish. Combine sugar, half cup water, and the ginger in a small pot. Bring to a simmer over medium heat and simmer 2 minutes. Cool and strain out the ginger. Cool completely. Place 2 mint sprigs in cocktail shakers, in a cocktail shaker. Muddle the mint and then add 4 ounces of bourbon, 4 ounces apple juice or cider, half of the ginger syrup, and one ounce of lemon juice. Add ice, shake to mix. Strain into 2 ice-filled Collins glasses. Repeat with 2 more sprigs mint, remaining bourbon, apple juice, syrup, and lemon juice. Garnish with additional mint, and if desired, apple slices. I don't know why they have you do it in 2 batches. There must be a reason. From Woman's Day, slow cooker sweet potato soup. Active time is 20 minutes, and because it's a slow cooker recipe, total is 5 hours 20 minutes on high or 8 hours 20 minutes on low. This makes 4 servings. We need 2 onions chopped, 2 medium carrots cut into 1-inch pieces, 2 pounds of sweet potatoes, about 3, peeled and cut into 2-inch pieces, 1 tablespoon grated peeled fresh ginger, 1 tablespoon mild curry powder, half of a cinnamon stick, kosher salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons olive oil, plus more for drizzling, 2 slices day-old sourdough or Italian bread, cut or torn into 1-inch pieces. In a 5 to 6 quart slow cooker, combine onions, carrots, sweet potatoes, ginger, curry, cinnamon, half teaspoon salt, quarter teaspoon pepper, and 6 cups of water. Cook covered until vegetables are very tender, on low for 7 to 8 hours or on high for 4 to 5 hours. Using an immersion blender or a standard blender working in batches, puree the soup. Heat oil in a large skillet on medium. Add bread and cook, tossing occasionally until golden brown. Remove from heat. Serve soup topped with croutons and drizzled with olive oil if desired. And there's a little did you know here. Sweet potatoes, and this is a little quote around the word gossip, through the air to warn their neighbors about bugs. Who knew? And another sweet potato recipe, super stuffed sweet potatoes. Active 5 minutes, total time 30, plus cooling, and it serves 4. We need 4 sweet potatoes, 7 to 8 ounces each, scrubbed and patted dry. 1.5 teaspoons olive oil, kosher salt, and whatever you'd like as a topping then. Heat oven to 425. Prick sweet potatoes all over with a fork and put on a large plate. Microwave on high, flipping halfway through, 6 minutes. Brush with oil, sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt, then roast on a baking sheet until tender, 18 to 20 minutes. When cool enough to handle, split the top of each sweet potato lengthwise to create a pocket. Stuff with your choice of filling. And they don't give us any hints there about what kind of filling. So you are completely on your own there and free to dream up whatever you want. November 14th is National Pickle Day, and it's kind of a big dill, D-I-L-L. Swap in pickle slices for bread and stack on your favorite fixins for a low-carb twist on a traditional Reuben. Here's how they do it. So they have pickle slices instead of bread, and your standard Reuben filling here is in between. They say perfect pickle. Go for jumbo whole pickles, firm and crisp, not floppy. Swiss cheese, this classic slice brings a creaminess that balances the zing of the pickle. Corned beef, it's not complete without the salty goodness of this meaty must-have. Special sauce, you can make your own spread with a zesty mix of mayo, ketchup, horseradish, relish, and Worcestershire sauce. And sauerkraut, the fermented cabbage brings natural probiotics to the party. So here's how it's stacked up. There's a pickle slice at the bottom, then the sauerkraut, the special sauce. Well, no, the sauerkraut, then the meat with the sauce, you know, drizzled over it, then the Swiss cheese, and another perfect pickle slice. Front Woman's World, creamy cauliflower and chicken bake. This sounds like a nice cold weather favorite. Servings 4, active time 20 minutes, total time is 40. We need a head of cauliflower cut into florets, 6 tablespoons butter cut up, 2 garlic cloves crushed, 2 tablespoons chopped sage plus extra leaves, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 2 1/2 cups of milk warmed, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, 1 1/4 cups shredded Gouda cheese, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 4 boneless skinless chicken breast halves cut into 2 pieces, 1 cup coarsely torn breadcrumbs. Heat oven to 350. Coat a 12-cup baking dish with non-stick cooking spray. In a large pot of boiling salted water, add the cauliflower and cook 2 minutes. Drain well, reserving 1 cup of the cooking water. Arrange cauliflower in baking dish. In a medium saucepan, melt butter on low. Add garlic and chopped sage, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in flour and cook 1 minute. Remove from heat. Gradually whisk in milk, reserved cauliflower water, and mustard until smooth. Return to heat and cook, stirring until sauce boils and thickens. Whisk in 1 cup shredded Gouda. In a medium nonstick skillet, heat oil over medium-high. Add chicken and sauté until lightly golden, 2 to 3 minutes. Transfer chicken to baking dish and pour sauce over top. Scatter breadcrumbs over and sprinkle with remaining 1/4 cup of Gouda. Bake 25 minutes, adding sage leaves during the last 5. If desired, broil until browned and bubbly. And how about garlicky macadamia basil pesto? The nuts in this creamy spread give your HDL levels, that's the good cholesterol, a boost within a month. We need 3/4 cup roasted salted macadamia nuts, 2 cloves garlic, 1 cup fresh packed basil leaves, 1 cup packed fresh flat leaf parsley, 1/2 cup shredded Parmesan cheese, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, that's optional, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 cup olive oil. Place nuts in a food processor. Process till chopped. Add garlic. Pulse until garlic is chopped. Add basil, parsley, Parmesan, lemon juice if you're using it, and salt to the food processor. Pulse until blended, scraping down the side as needed. With the machine running, add the oil. Then taste and adjust the seasonings. Use immediately and store in a lidded jar in the fridge for 1 week or freeze for up to 3 months. This can be used on chicken, salmon, or pasta, and it makes 1 cup. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.